How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
It's a public notice. The Clintons are getting sick and tired of being accused of all the things they've done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Walter Cronkite.
First, we Americans are going to have to yield up some of our sovereignty. That's going to be, to many, a bitter pill. Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level. To deal with world problems, we need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government. Most important, we should sign and ratify the Treaty for a Permanent International Criminal Court. Pat Robertson has written in a book a few years ago that we should have a world government, but only when the Messiah arrives. He wrote, and literally, any attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
Interesting clip, isn't it? Thanks, Daniel, for putting it out there. Hat tip. Walter Cronkite, right? Walter Cronkite. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Let me play this for you again without the incoming music. Let me just listen up. This is Walter Cronkite. Just take a listen.
Walter Cronkite.
First, we Americans are going to have to yield up some of our sovereignty. That's going to be, to many, a bitter pill.
Wow.
Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level. To deal with world problems, we need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government. Most important, we should sign and ratify the Treaty for a Permanent International Criminal Court. Pat Robertson has written in a book a few years ago that we should have a world government, but only when the Messiah arrives. He wrote, and literally, any attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
Wow. What a clip, right? Interesting, because, you know, I would say among respected journalists of the past, he's probably one that would stand out in your mind, right? You trusted what was said. You trusted what was on TV during that time. And even announcing Kennedy's death. I mean, he just has such a place in our history. And I was thinking a lot about that clip, actually. It's kind of an interesting clip. And I'm going to need your input on today's show. You know, back when I started all this on radio, I never knew where this was going to lead. And I struggled in the very beginning, the first couple of years, because it was eye-opening. I don't think I'd really questioned much. And let me tell you why. There wasn't a reason to. I didn't really look around. I was so busy raising a family. I didn't look around and say, you know, things aren't adding up. Until I started kind of noticing the things that I was talking about on the air. And then I started noticing that things weren't adding up. That there were problems that weren't being addressed. That politicians would say one thing and do another. That I was seeing all these contradictions and hypocrisies happen. And when that started happening, I got on my knees. And I started really asking for help from the man upstairs, for help to discover truth. How can I learn what's really going on here? Who can I trust? What can I trust? Because just like that clip, just like all of the things that I've talked about on the show for all the subsequent years after this, everything has been a journey to figure out what was true and what wasn't. So when I was embarking on this, I got on my knees. I asked for some help because I figured, well, that would be the best source. And I was right. I was right. Now, here's just an interesting notion. Because I've given this a lot of thought, trust me. I got on my knees and I was led down a path of finding specific items of truth. And I knew it was truth. I could feel it was truth. There was something in me that said, you know, this is true. I mean, you could feel it in your bones, right? And that was a feeling I hadn't felt for a long time because I had been looking at the hypocrisies and I had a lot of cognitive dissonance. And I just was kind of going down this road and realizing that the things I was reading about and studying and kind of felt directed and inspired to go look at were true. So I find it kind of interesting that we have a dilemma going on with people right now. And that is that there are a lot of people that can see what's happening. And then there are a lot of people that can't. And when I got on my knees and I asked for help, and I know I'm getting a little more personal here, but I just felt like I just needed to relay this message. I knew that God would help me figure out and direct me. I knew that he would do that because he's a man of his word, right? I knew I could trust that. That was the one thing I was really sure of. So I got on my knees and I really prayed my guts out, still do, on a daily basis. It's almost like a continuous prayer all the time to help me see what's going on, to help me have that my eyes opened. And let me tell you, I know that when people do that they can find truth, but you have to ask for it. What is the difference between those that can see what's going on right now with these mask mandates and everything else and those who can't? What's the difference? And I talked about these differences a lot on the show. And on Friday, I showcased the pure difference, the pure kind of foundational difference between liberal progressives and conservatives. And we have a lot of conservatives that are kind of duped into what's going on right now. And so why is it? Why is it so obvious to me? And why is it not obvious to somebody else? Because it doesn't mean that I'm more intelligent than somebody else. It doesn't mean that it doesn't mean a lot of things. It just means that I'm seeing all of these pieces, but there is somebody over here that is just absolutely convinced that this is about a virus. It's not about a virus. And once you see it's not about a virus, then it's easier to see what's going on. Because our state's about to go into a frenzy of misinformation and just incredible amounts of tyranny again, and not like we haven't been under it, but now it's about to get more fierce on Saturday. And I've been thinking a lot about this over the last 24 hours. What are we going to do? How are we going to get people to understand what's going on? Put information in front of their face? That doesn't seem to work. What can we do? You look around you. People aren't dying. What can we do? So here it is. You know, I get on my knees and I ask for help in helping to understand and figure out what's going on. Other people have done the same thing. Isn't it interesting that we're all led down the same roads? Isn't it interesting that we still have politicians that call us cave dwellers for understanding that there are bigger, well-laid plans at work here, and that these things are not just coincidental, and that there are pretty nefarious people out there that have a hand in what's going on. We can see these pieces. Lots of politicians right now are having a really hard time seeing those pieces, locally, state, and federally. I used to think, are they just not very bright? Because I've met a lot of them, and that was my initial takeaway, to tell you the truth. Just not very smart. Do they just not want to see? Do they just not want to understand? What is it? What could this be? What could this be? What drives an entirely large group of people to the same set of truths, yet you have a populace over here? Are they asking for help to see these things? Are they getting on their knees and just not bothering with asking? Because I absolutely know that when people ask for help, they can get it. That's the spiritual side of me saying, I know that works. I know this. I can understand this. This is logical to me. Maybe not logical to an atheist, but logical to me. Because it's been my whole life has been that way. But is it because they don't want to see? They're not asking for help? I don't know. But isn't it interesting that when people do ask for help to see what's going on, they are led down the same roads? That can't be coincidental. So we're not just out there conspiratorially putting pieces together on our own. People are really, really understanding all the same pieces. The shows I do, there are many of you that know what I'm talking about already. And then there are some of you that have never heard it before, right? And we're all in a certain time period of this search for truth to kind of figure out why. And it does make a lot more sense when you figure out, oh, okay, now I know. Now I can figure out. There's so many things that we were told that aren't true. And now we're figuring out the truth. But how can that be that we were all led down the same roads if what we understand isn't truth? How could that be? And so I was just giving this a lot of thought. I thought I would relay this to you because I know it's kind of one of those, well, duh moments, right? You think, you know, well, duh, okay, you know, of course. At the same time, it's really profound in trying to understand and explain why we have such extremes in thought and in understanding and in education and in being informed. What could we possibly do to strengthen this, to help it, to figure out a way to cross over and understand and get other people to understand what truth looks like, what it feels like? Because I can't unsee what I know. I can't unsee what I've seen. I can't unread what I've read. And I know that I've read truth. So how can I get other people to do that? And if you could have 15 minutes with the people in government, with the governor, with the lieutenant governor, with local politicians, mayors, what would you want them to know? What would you want to tell them? What would you want to relay with them? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sometimes I'm hard on me. When dreams don't come easy, I won't look back and see. I did all that I could. The end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Two arms around me, heaven to ground me, family that always calls me home. Four wheels to get there, love to share, and a sweet, sweet, sweet song. At the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good.
Hi there, welcome back. Pete Daly Show. Glad you're tuned in. I'm on a Wednesday. Can you believe it? Halfway through your week. Thank goodness. We have mask mandates coming. We'll talk about that. And if you could have some time with a government official, what would you like to let them know about this year, about the impact it's had on your life? And what would you want them to know and understand? Because there are many out there that think any pieces that you've put together are just a big conspiracy, and this is really about a virus. Virus that's virtually having not a lot of impact on the world as much as they'd like to say it does. It's only 15,000 people even considered serious by the WHO today in the entire nation. So we're about to undergo a mask mandate for the entire state with 15,000 people in the entire nation. So something's wrong, right? Something's wrong. So, information's wrong. Make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. Fantastic people over there, by the way, and I trust them. Auto Body Central, they are in Washington. Their number is 627-0111. 627-0111. They are amazing, and their reviews are so excellent. People are saying we had the best experience. Excellent job painting, repairing, all kinds of cars, you name it. And their reviews are just stellar. And if you get in an accident, you can choose your provider. These are the guys you should choose. They're just so good. I've been so impressed with them. And they're just awesome, can I say? But what would you want to... Oh, by the way, the website is St. George Body Shop. I need to get the website too. StGeorgeBodyShop.com. What would you want them to understand about this year? What would you want to tell them? How your year has been? If you could just be in a room for just a minute with these guys, the ones that are just happy to just basically just call you some sort of crazy person because you're not afraid. You're not afraid just to go live your life, and you're not in fear, and you're not walking around in fear, and they just think you're a cave dweller who likes an ancient document called the Constitution, and you should just shut up, citizen, and we're going to wear your letters like a crown, like Evan Vickers did, and we're just going to not listen to you and pretend you don't exist as we listen to the establishment. What would you want to tell these people? I'd love to find out what you'd want to tell them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, what I would say to them more than anything is that they have crossed the bridge too far. They've jumped the shark. You know, I don't know if people understand that
sure.
from the old Happy Days
yes.
series. That when Fonz jumped, I have to explain to people, when Fonz jumped the shark, a show that had been on for 12 years, all of a sudden he had jumped a shark in the water, and it was like the end of the show because
yeah.
they'd gone too far with the show. And
yep.
that's where that comes from for people who don't understand that term.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality, that's what's happened here is... Mm. Government officials have pushed their authority past where it should have ever been on the guise for public health when I'm a member of the public and I'm looking around and I'm not seeing the disastrous health.
Exactly.
Other than people sitting in front of an aged center with signs saying, I'd rather die of COVID than of loneliness. That's the sadness that has happened now. That's the latest posting that's happened at, I can't remember where this convalescent hospital center was at, but there's old people sitting in front of it with signs like that as a form of protest by a 70-year-old. When was the last time you saw somebody, an old lady in a wheelchair over 80 out and protesting?
Yeah.
And that's where they've gone too far with this whole thing. I cannot believe that in this state, in this conservative state, that this government has tried to push this now again down here, specifically in southern Utah, where the numbers are so low, it's almost infinitesimal to mandate mask wearing because they haven't done it all year long. But yeah. also now they're going to bring the hammer down. It's
Amen.
Ridiculous.
Amen. 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 Thank you for everything you just said. It was perfect. Yep. I can't even comment on it. It was perfect. Thank you. That was great. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What would you tell the government right now?
I would sit down with state government, and I'm using air quotes, officials, and say, tell me the number that you think is a spike in cases of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how many of those people are hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how many of those people are over the age of 60. Tell me how many of those people have pre-existing conditions.
Yep.
There's about three more questions I would ask.
Okay.
And then once we whittled it down to maybe a dozen cases, maybe 25,
right?
How is that a pandemic? How is 25 sick people who probably were going to get something anyway, because we get flu every year,
mm-hmm.
and we have less than a 1% death rate in this state,
mm-hmm.
how is it that you interpret that as an emergency? What is emergency about that? What's emergent about that?
Yes.
That's what I would ask them.
Amen.
I would challenge them, because what they're doing is taking this sort of, it's an arbitrary number, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they keep track, and
mm-hmm.
because we know.
It's kind of like, what does cases mean, right? It's like, what does a case actually mean?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Because they keep taking everything at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of months ago, I asked one of the people very close to the governor
mm-hmm.
all these questions. And I said, because you don't want to know this, and the governor doesn't want to know this, that tells
mm-hmm.
me you don't care about the truth.
Right.
And he flipped his lid. And I'm like, And he said, so why, you know, what makes you think that? And I said, because you're not willing to ask the hard questions. You've
right.
got to challenge these numbers.
Yes.
There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
There
and
you go.
You're not willing, you don't have the backbone to question the statistics. And the problem is, we have, people are living in such fear. You just want to say, stop it. And hey, by the way, some of your listeners are probably rolling their eyes. I do have a family member who had it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When somebody else in the family, they thought they had it, they didn't go get tested. Why? Because the first person who had it and tested positive was treated like a terrorist by the health department.
Yep.
Like with the paperwork and everything that they had to fill out. And it was very intrusive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until the second family member said, I'm not getting tested.
Right.
No way.
Right.
Because of how
you.
The first one was treated.
Mm-hmm. For
so,
a common,
you know,
cold virus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the government is the state government of Utah
mm-hmm.
does not care about the truth. And that's the problem.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Yes. Amen. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that phone call. You know, it's funny. It's not like it's a 50% survival rate, or a 60% survival rate, or a 20% survival rate, or a 10% survival rate. The survival rate is 99.89%? Are we just not seeing that? It's a coronavirus. It's a cold virus. It's hard to fathom the response, the heavy-handed response. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. If you could get into a room with government right now, what would you tell them? Honestly, what would you tell them? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I would say, Governor Herbert, we know now who you are. And we know now who you serve.
Ooh.
And it's not the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the covenant that you made with God when you took that office
mm-hmm.
and said, I swear to uphold the Constitution. And so because we know that, that makes us your enemy, because we serve a master that is not your master. You serve darkness and we serve light. And your chickens are going to come home to roost,
mm-hmm.
and you deserve everything you get, and you will get your comeuppance.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Feels good, doesn't it, Kate?
Yeah.
You asked for help, and you got it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Wait a sec. Let me get this together. The godless people
mm-hmm.
will be sent slumber and confusion.
Mm.
Now, part of confusion is what they get, but the slumber is actually protection for their souls.
Mm.
And as far as the government goes, pearls before swine, as far as I think.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you. Listen, when I talked about that quest for truth, it's kind of interesting that the quest for truth leads down a particular road of a lot of information that makes a lot more sense than what we've been told our whole lives. And as I'm looking around and I'm seeing the numbers and people not dying, and I'm seeing all of the things that we see, all the things we've talked about on this show, all the logic, and the only thing on the side of people that want lockdowns and everything else, even after the WHO said no more lockdowns, right? The corrupt WHO. Here we are wrestling with this in our state, and what I thought was a very conservative state. So you have to understand, or you have to get to the point where you go, this isn't making sense. Wait a minute. Why isn't this making sense? So when you embark down the road thereafter, you say that to yourself, you will be, if you're sincerely asking for some help to figure it out, you're going to get that help, and it's going to bring you down a particular avenue. Isn't that amazing? And you'll be able to see why this doesn't make sense. Like I said, if there was a huge, giant earthquake, you would not have competing information about it. You wouldn't have people arguing about it. You wouldn't have people saying it didn't happen, because it would be a very visual, understandable event. What would there be? Where would there to be to argue about or politicize or have two different camps of information? There wouldn't be, because it's truthful. It happened, and there you go. The fact that we have two sets of information, the fact that the information is so insane and so skewed and so based on fear and all these things, you know that there's something else going on, because it doesn't make any sense. There's no logic. There are people out there that they're at such odds with each other on what's going on, that if they have to try to sell you on the information, convince you and sell you, good people of America that would do things because there was an emergency, you know you're being sold a box of rocks. Be right together.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. I will take your calls. First Lady and Barron Trump tested negative for COVID. And it's interesting, you know, I wanted to, well, before I get there, I'll get there in just a second. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Order a hot tub spa right now while they have their special going on for zero financing. It really is that good. And they're well made. They're just awesome. And the jets are amazing. You can pick the kind of jets. The ones that cover all the way up and down your spine. The ones that are just kind of soft, or maybe you want a harder jet pack. They are just amazing and so flexible and just can just kind of meet every need. They also have different seating heights in the jacuzzi. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So their hot tubs are so cool. Make sure you get one and make your home a little heaven on earth. It's so worth it. Can I just tell you? I actually like being home, and it's kind of nice sometimes to have that kind of away from the rest of society and all the madness going on. Everybody's so wrought with fear, you know, and over nothing. It's just, it's so ridiculous to me. I have to relay this little story to you. My stepdaughter, my grandson's almost 3 years old, and he brought his little Raggedy Ann doll to my stepdaughter. And he said that the doll had been bitten by a great white shark and it got the coronavirus. And my stepdaughter said, he's probably got about as much info on COVID spreads as the leading scientists advising the pandemic. Probably. That's about where we're at right now. Morgan Philpott comes tomorrow night, by the way, not tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Red Lion, 7 p.m. Morgan Philpott, the attorney, is coming down to talk about how to sue the governor. And I think we're finally there. I think we have to do it. Nobody's listening to most of the state here. They're listening to the very, very, very hardcore liberal group up in Salt Lake. No, nobody else. He's lost his state. He's losing respect throughout the whole state. He's lost it. I mean, it's amazing to me what's going on. I keep hearing from people from all over the state, and they're just losing respect left and right, and want to pronounce him a king because that's what he's acting like right now. So if you had 15 minutes with a local official, with the governor, if you had some time just to relay to him what your year has been like, what this has been like as our state locked down parks and locked down and making kids wear masks to school, and now they're about to limit your gatherings without masks, and they're about to become even more tyrannical than they've been. And I know it's hurt your businesses. I know that you're hurting out there. I know that this has just wreaked havoc this year. I think if anything, there's a huge, honest understanding now of how much liberty is at stake and how much you can lose. You know, the government does not have a role in telling you to wear a mask or your health or anything like that. They really don't have that role. They have zero authority to do any of the things that they're doing. And they can do some things, but this is not one of them. And they are treating us like we're children, and that they're going to steer us and not only lead us, but tell us what to do for our own health and safety that we get to make a choice on. You don't get that choice. You want to go in for a surgery right now? They are making you take a COVID test. You want to go to public school? You have to wear a mask. You have to buy into all the psychotic frenzy over all this. And they can't even prove their numbers. If it went to court, the government would lose its case. The government would lose its case right now because they can't prove that there's a pandemic going on. It's not even a pandemic by the CDC standards. It's not even an epidemic. So they're becoming very tyrannical in their approach. They are taking it upon themselves that they're going to solve all the world's problems and your problems and all the social problems of America and Utah. And they are going to make you do things. They're taking away your freedom to choose, and they're saying you have to do this. The businesses have to stop kowtowing. The businesses can ignore the governor. The people can ignore the governor. They're doing it in California. The law enforcement can ignore the governor. The school boards could ignore the governor. They just are choosing to go along. So we can ignore. You can absolutely ignore, because the government, the governor cannot act like a single agent of the state. Otherwise, he'd be the king of Utah. He has a legislative body he must listen to. He has other branches of government he has to listen to. And when he did the state of emergency without the legislature on board and went around them and re-upped it, this is when he lost respect throughout the state. This is when he absolutely lost it. And now the tone and tenor of this state is so angry, even liberals are saying, wait a minute, he's gone too far. There's something very wrong with this. So I'd like to hear from you. What would you tell a government official or the governor if they were listening to this show right now? What would you tell them? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Go right ahead.
Good. Well, I can't really say what I would say to him because you wouldn't be able to have me on the air right now.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things that's really irritating about all of this, and not just in our state, we have people that are being arrested for things that they shouldn't, you know, go against our civil rights. Yet we have governors that are making their own rules and going against the law. And a perfect example is the governor of Michigan. The Supreme Court has even come out and told her that she has to stop what she's doing.
Right.
And she's chosen to ignore them.
Right.
And if we did that, I mean, we're getting arrested for not having a mask on or for having a social gathering. And there's two different sets of rules. And I don't understand how they get away with it. And, well, I do understand. If people would stand up and insist that the law be enforced and the Constitution be enforced, they'd be dragged out of office.
Right.
But nobody has the backbone to do it, so we all sit there and take it. And it's divided all of us. I mean, I've never seen a situation like we have right now where people are getting violent with each other. I don't ever wear a mask. And when I go into a store, I mean, the comments that you get from people that are wearing masks about how you're trying to kill everybody.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah. It's about to. Yeah. I think it will too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for that. So, I really love your phone call. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're voicing a lot of things that people are thinking. And a law is not a mandate. They don't have the authority to go around the legislature. The governor does not have that authority to issue a mandate. And this is why at the end of the press conference yesterday, it was said that you have to be on board with this in order for this to work. They're hoping that you don't realize that they don't have the authority to do this, that they do have other branches of government that they have to acknowledge in this process, and they're not. So they're not getting that memo. They're going around the Constitution as much as they possibly can. They've changed the wording to mandate so that you don't think that it's not a law. Law enforcement can't ignore this. We can go around this. You don't have to. You do not have to go along with the governor, because you will win in court if it goes to court. The evidence is on your side against the governor of the state. They do not have a case. This is why the cases have never really gone very far, the ones that have been arrested. Because they know they don't have a case. They can't prove a pandemic. The numbers aren't there. If your death rate is 0.005 blobbity, you know, number, it doesn't even register as an epidemic, not much less a pandemic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Greetings from Big California to Mini California.
Go right ahead. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay. It's easy. What I would say, and this is assuming that politicians would listen to any of us mere people.
Right.
I would tell them all, go home and get a real job. Be productive. Because this is where governments go. When you give a group of people the ability to steal from you and call it taxes, and take your property and call it asset forfeiture, and shoot you and not even have to fill out a form, this is the kind of person that gravitates to it. So I think they should all go home and work for a living.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you. Really appreciate that. And here's the other caveat on top of that. You know, what's interesting is they're always busy. They're always very, very, very busy doing. You know what? You're not supposed to in government. You're supposed to protect the Constitution. It's a really easy job. You are not supposed to fill your time going about being such a busybody. You're not supposed to. That's why we get bigger government. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's Steve from New Jersey.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
I would like to be a fortune teller for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to predict what's going to happen in your state.
Okay.
Because what you guys are being forced into going into, we've been doing for probably about 7, going on 8 months. All right. And what happens with the public, they become very complicit. They after a while, they get used to it. You don't find anyone not wearing a mask ever in any stores. I've never seen one person not walking with masks. Once in a blue moon, you see someone take it off when they come out.
Right.
But I'm seeing more and more younger generation walking around with a mask on and walking together in groups outside. You know, they're just following the rules. And Governor Murphy is just, your governor must have went to his school to learn how to do this because it's all happening in your state right now. Yeah. I feel really bad. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And I so appreciate you. I really do. Thank you for letting people know. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're right on the heels of that. It's they don't have the authority to do it. This is total tyranny. 888-673-1450. I've got time for one more call. It's shameful. Shameful. People are not protecting the Constitution. They're using it to their advantage to do things to people that they have no right to do. And you can ignore it, like California, San Diego, Orange County, they're just ignoring it. They're ignoring their governor. He's lost all respect. And our governors, that's what's happening here too. There's a loss of respect because we know people aren't dying around us. If there was a real plague, people would kick in and do the right thing. This is who we are. We're Americans. We would, of course, we would do whatever it took to stop people from dying. If that was really the case, that is not what's happening. That's why this is very, very obvious and simple to see. You know, people are being told one thing, yet they've got eyeballs in their head and they're looking around and they're seeing that that isn't the case. But the government's desperately trying to convince everybody there's an issue, there's a problem. And there are people out there that go, see, you guys are all causing this with your no masks. And this is what I would ask. What exactly is being caused? You still don't hardly know anyone that even has it, much less dying from it. And I know that because with 500 deaths in an entire state of 3.3 million, that doesn't even register as last year's numbers. So if you have to try this hard to convince us, if you have to try this hard with this much force, if you have to shame people and tell people that they're only doing it as a virtue signal, they're doing it because they love their neighbor. It's not even about health anymore. They're doing it because of all these superfluous reasons to shame them, to convince them, then it's, you don't have the evidence on your side. Because if, like I said earlier, if there was an earthquake, we would all see the earthquake. We would all know what's going on. There wouldn't be a debate about it. So we have a huge problem. And like the caller said, the more complicit we get, people are starting to wear them as a fashion statement. Are we this dumb? Did we lose all brain cells? Because logically, I can look at the numbers, doesn't support any of this. Am I living in an insane asylum? Where most of the people are nuts? These elected officials are going along, they're very quiet. They're very quiet. They won't call any of it out. And that's your proof in the pudding. Now you know. Now you know what they're all about. It's easy to see. It's easy to see. Their silence is deafening. Their silence is deafening. And the busybodies at work trying to force everybody and compel everybody and shame everybody and talk everybody into this for 9.5 months, shame on you. Remove yourself from office. You do not belong there. You do not understand the Constitution. Walk away. Walk away. Be able to look yourself in the mirror from now on. You're not saving lives. You're furthering a narrative, an agenda. Please stop. Be right back with Melissa on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.